Hey, DGB sisters. Hello, hello, DGB sisters. Happy Friday. TGIF, and we're just a week away from Christmas. Can you believe how fast this month of December went? And that's the conversation for today is just how precious your life is. And how, even though your divorce may have had you in a wobble or reacting to the environment versus responding to it or feeling a sense of lack or sadness or grief, all of that is yours. And I'm not going to take that away. You deserve to feel that and you deserve to process through that. And what you also get to do is open the gift for your life because just as fast as December went, that's 1 month out of a month of 12 months, is I know you're like me, where 1 month goes by, 2 months goes by, all of a sudden a year goes by, 2 years goes by, 5 years goes by. And this is me imploring you to take action now. Take action today because your most present or your most precious gift is the gift of now. That's where we have our time. That's where we have power. We don't necessarily have control over our past. We don't have control over our future. What I like to say is we have influence over our future, where we can today begin to command and begin to reprogram the source code in our system, in our brain, in our body, in our soul to bring our life to the levels that we want it. But we need to learn, right? What I like to say to women who first come to Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond is you are likely like me. You have a good heart, you have a good soul, you come from good family, you have good friends. That side of your life and a good job, that side of your life is working the way it should. It's this personal side we quite haven't been able to move the needle on. And the longer we wait, the only thing we do is insert time. And the longer we try to go it alone, and the longer we're using free resources, the longer that we just again insert this thing called time, that it takes longer and longer and longer to show up and truly be living the life in your heart. So last night was our annual holiday Christmas party at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. And that's where all of our alumni sisters came. We had current DGB sisters in the program. And I could truthfully and honestly say to you, it is one of the most special and most amazing times of the entire year for me, is because I get to unwrap the souls. I get to see the gifts of these women and what they have done in their lives. They're no longer operating on the poverty of spirit, poverty of mind, accepting crumbs in relationships. These are women who've developed a sense of confidence, a sense of self-worth. We've developed standards of how we're showing up in our life. We've developed standards for how other people have is showing up in our life. And we literally become brand new people. We literally have changed the way we were showing up in life a year ago to where we are now. We are completely different women. And the most common things that we see is other family members, where at one point other family members were having pity, or people were looking at us, oh my God, her life is so hard, it's so terrible. Where now family members are looking at us and saying, I want what she has, I want what she's doing, because our lives are coming up into full alignment. Full alignment with our soul, full alignment with our mind, with our body, with our work. And we are living a badass life. And if this is you, if you are ready to live this life that you know is in your heart, you just can't quite see how you're going to get there, that's what we do at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond, is we teach you how to cross the bridge. So today's conversation is something that I haven't spoke about in a while, and that is this conversation of wealth mindset versus a consumer mindset. Now, many of you may be saying, "Well, Donna, what are you talking about? This has to do with money. This has to do with something." I mean, yeah, I mean, of course, I love money. Would love to have more of it, but that's not why I'm here. That's not why I follow you. I don't follow you for money advice. I follow you for relationship advice. And I hear you. I hear you. The reason why we're bringing wealth mindset in and consumer mindset is the concept of how we treat our money is the same when it comes to how we treat ourselves and how we treat our relationships, right? It's exactly the same. So let me explain. If you think about a wealth mindset is one of abundance. It's one of exploration. It's one of saying, here's where I am today, here's where I'm going tomorrow. And we become resourceful to find the ways to get us to the result, right? A consumer mindset is focused just in the moment or focused just in the past, right? So someone who pays their bills on time every single month, that's wonderful. But that's a consumer mindset. They're focused on just paying their bills and they're really good bill payers. And that's what my coach said to me not too long ago when we were talking about this wealth mindset and this concept of it. And she says, Donna, she goes, you know, when I'm on the call with you and when we're having conversations, you talk about how you are on top of your bills, you pay them off at the end of every month, that you're really good at that. She goes, but is that what wealthy people talk about? Do they talk about paying their bills on time? Do they talk about paying the minimum payment and having a really good credit? Sure, it could be part of a conversation, but where wealthy people are more focused on is making or earning or investing and creating more wealth, more money. And it's the same thing with relationships. When we're in a consumer mindset, when it comes to relationships, we're focused on dollar per hour or versus task for task. Like if you get into, say, a tiff with your partner or an argument, you're focused on how long you're not going to cave in, right? And talk to that person, or you're focused on the bits and pieces of the day. Now, when we're in a wealth mindset, we're not focused on the relationship that went bad. We're not focused on the ex and the past and all of the things that we no longer have access to or control over. We move over into the wealth mindset to say, I am my biggest gift. I am my biggest asset. And I know I can multiply who I am and what I want. And now I'm going to learn and become creative and begin to expose myself to the tools, to the resources, to the people that are going to help me double, triple, quadruple, 10x my investment. You have been through so much already. We do not need continued struggle. We do not need continued pain. So if you're in a space in your divorce where you're just starting and you have no contrast and you're really in a tough place, that's when therapy really works because you need the contrast. You need the one-to-one, the weekly appointments because you just can't seem to get out of your own way. And that's when therapy is a really wonderful model. But when you have information of what had happened and you have enough information to understand what has happened and you don't need to be going to your therapist to talk about everything you don't want because what we talk about and what we think about is what we bring about. So when you're at that point where you've grown out of therapy and you're really ready to create your future, this is where the rapid transformational relationship coaching comes in. And this is where we move from consumer mindset to wealth mindset when it comes to relationships. We understand that we are our biggest investment. And when we invest in ourselves, when we invest in learning how to get rid of the patterns, the beliefs, the behaviors, the psychological constructs that no longer serve us and replace them with the ones that we do. This is when things get cooking. This is when our life begins to change. This is when miracles and synchronicities and abundance occurs because we're not focused in the day-to-day tally of what's going on. We're not looking at our checkbook and looking at every single entry and looking at where it went. I'm not saying balancing your checkbook or balancing your money isn't important, but when it comes to the relationship side, if we're looking at every little piece that was done and that wasn't done, or every little piece that we wanted that we didn't get, or you know, when we're looking at the day-to-day stuff, what ends up happening, it becomes overwhelming. A few things will happen. One, you'll just become so overwhelmed, you're just not going to know what to do. And looking for your future and creating it will become such a feat and a task that you'll end up doing nothing. And you'll end up staying there for days, weeks, months, or years. Another thing that will happen is when we are looking at information that triggers us or that hurts us or that is putting us in a place where it's very uncomfortable, human beings naturally move towards pleasure and away from pain. So you may disregard it, or you may push it aside and say, I'm not going to focus on this today because I have enough shit I've got to manage. This is not something I could focus today. And so we push it aside. Then others will get into this hyperactivity mode where we will end up in doing maybe over-exercising or over-functioning or overworking or doing things because we don't want the idle time, because in our idle time, the thoughts become so overwhelming. And in all of those instances where there is no wrong or there is no right, but all of those examples don't serve us. They keep us in a poverty of love because we're not creating and cultivating love. We're not creating and cultivating our highest version of ourselves. What we're creating and cultivating is this endless cycle of never being able to get to the goal because we're in constant poverty, constant lack. And so when we move over to the wealth mindset when it comes to love, this is where we are investing in ourselves. This is where we're investing our time, our energy, our spirit, our soul, our finances, because as a smart, intelligent woman, we know when I invest in myself, I will expect a return on investment. And that return on investment is your ideal life, number one. You have invested years and years and years, perhaps most of your lifetime in other people. And this is your time to say, I am going to take this time and invest in me. This is my time to invest in me. And when we shift the weights where people are, we still love people and we still love our family, and we're putting ourselves equal weight to that, this is where we are beginning to invest in the wealth mindset and the wealth of love and the wealth of a return. Because as you're doing the actions, the really good thing about this is as you're doing the actions to build and learn and grow and coach and be coached and show up with a reverence for life and showing up with this is the way I want my life to go, you now can depend on the formula. If you go to a bank and you deposit money into a bank and there's a certain interest rate, you could calculate that interest rate and you could get very clear of when you go to the bank at a certain month or day or time, what your withdrawal will be. And I believe that the reason why so many women post-divorce aren't withdrawing the best that they possibly can is they didn't know how. They don't know how to invest in the wealth mindset. We are consumers. We're doing what the world is telling us. We're listening to what the world is saying. Just get over it. Move forward. Start dating. And of course, as women, when we're lonely and our heart is being pulled, and at the holiday time and we're seeing our friends and we're seeing, of course, all the nostalgia, your heart could be pulled and it could push you to make decisions not based on science, but based on outdated patterns that keep us in the loop of not our highest self. So what I invite you today is to think about, where do you operate? Do you operate on a wealth mindset when it comes to love? Do you operate on a consumer mindset? A consumer mindset is focused on the day-to-day, the minutiae, where a wealth mindset is focused on, here's the love that I want in myself. Here's the love that I want in my partner. Here's the standards that I'm creating. Here's, of course, this has to happen to me. I'm not available for any less. We have high standards that we're setting and where you're simply not available for any different. There is no plan B. A wealth of love must start with us. If we want a relationship that is conducive to the love that we want to receive, we must become our own lover first. If we don't set standards of how we love and show up for ourselves, if we don't set standards of what we will tolerate and what we won't tolerate, then we will likely keep attracting people who don't honor those, right? Who don't honor our beliefs and our wishes because we haven't honored them. We haven't taken action. So no matter where you are in your career, as successful as you are, the tools that we've used in work, the tools that we've used to raise our family, they're wonderful tools. They do not correlate to this side of life of reclaiming our power, recovering our brilliance, and creating our amazing life. We must first really show up in a completely new way, a new from the internal side, reprogramming our subconscious brain, reprogramming from a cellular blueprint what is our physiological state of being, and get rid of the outdated beliefs that aren't even ours. They're your ex-husbands, they're your parents, they're societies, they're your friends, because everybody is vying for your attention, and they're going to guide you not necessarily on what is the best thing for you, but what's the best thing for them, because our family and friends love us and their intentions are wonderful, but they don't want to see you in pain because it makes their life uncomfortable. This is all subconscious, right? It makes their life uncomfortable. So if they could fix you and get you happy, it makes their life that much better. And if we're going to subscribe to that podcast, if we're going to subscribe to that channel, then what ends up happening is they go on with their life, living it to their level, and we are stuck living in an image or living in a construct of a life that other people have decided for us. And that is not what we do at DGB. We do not follow what other people have decided for us. Is that we do the work to decide what is the life that we want for us. What is the life that we want for our children? Because our work isn't also just about us. It's about creating a generational path and a new generational line for our children. So the divorce, the fighting, the addiction, the ending, the lying, the betrayal, the shaming, the condemning, the blaming, that all ends with us. That our children don't have that vibrational blueprint in moving forward, that they have a wonderful blueprint to begin their life with, and that they have a relationship blueprint that is healthy. And not only their children, but their children, their children's children, because when we change ourselves on an energetic vibrational frequency level from the inside out, we are creating a new way, right? A new cellular pattern, a new physiological state of being. Automatically, your family, your friends, and your loved ones are impacted by that. And by you changing your emotional blueprint, by you changing your spiritual blueprint, by you changing your energetic blueprint, by proxy, everyone around you, their blueprint changes too. By the work you are doing, you are transmuting the toxic behaviors, thoughts, and patterns that have stole so many years of our life. And going back to the beginning of the conversation, December has gone so far. I mean, it goes so fast. January is going to be here before you know it, 2023. Do not wait to do this work. I could truthfully say I don't know of another organization. I'm not saying Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond has to be your space. But what I can tell you is I do not know of another organization that does the work that we do, where the results that we get are so transformational and we get our lives back. And I would invite you to take a hold of your life today. Do not wait. We are constantly sitting on the fence, and Zig Ziglar used to say, we're getting ready to get ready. And I understand that. I understand the trepidation. It took me 10 years to take action. But boy, oh boy, when I started taking action and I started understanding the tools and the processes, and there was a system and a strategy, that's when everything changed. So don't stay stuck, and don't stay wobbling, and don't stay sitting on a rocking chair where you think you're getting so much done because you're, man, you're moving on that rocking chair. But the truth is, and the reality is, you're never leaving the porch. And don't let 5 years go by, 10 years go by, 15 years go by. Choose yourself today. Choose to do the work in you today. Choose to have a reverence for your life. Choose to be the matriarch of your family and your loved ones, that you are not going to allow this divorce to take you down. You are going to use this divorce as a catalyst for your life, for your children's life, for your loved one's life. And that you are going to be the example of exactly what can happen and not be the norm of what usually happens, where out of divorce, there's a tsunami and there's years and years and years and years of suffering. And I don't know who set that rule. I don't need to know. But all I know is society has set a rule that divorce and post-divorce has to be horrible. It has to be horrific. It has to be painful. It has to take years and years and years. We've got to go through these stages of grief, and each stage needs to take all this time. And that is simply not true, because here's the question, according to who? Because every single day we see women move through the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program and find the love of their life, find the jobs that they adore, find homes they never thought possible. Every single day we see this, and it's done in 3.5 months. So don't believe when people tell you, oh, you can't move forward, or you have to stay here for a certain period of time. Ask them, according to who? Whose rule told you that I must stay in the cycle of grief or the stages of grief, or that I must process this before I move forward? Because it's simply not true. What we get to do is we get to create, and you get to learn how to cross the bridge. So with that said, I hope you have an amazing and a kick-ass rest of the day. Remember to choose you. That is one of the most important principles that everybody who comes in the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program, we celebrate the day they chose to say yes to themselves, because I send them an anniversary card every single year, because that is the most important day of their life. Well, the day they were born, we could argue on that, that that's the most important day. But the day that you rediscover yourself and you choose yourself is the most important day, because you are literally drawing a line in the sand of the universal spirit and energy, and you're no longer the victim of the past. You are the creator and the master of your future. So with that said, have a kick-ass day, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye.